welcome to the Sports Talk. My name is Matthew Simpete, and today's episode, like I told you, with the last episode, that we'll be talking about Bafana Bafana. What's happening in the Bafana Bafana camp? And I've asked the question, where is the coach? You know, some things are very puzzling in South African football, and you ask yourself questions, whether are we on the same track with everybody else? But now, the thing is, maybe South Africans have been taken advantage of.
Yeah, hi, my name is Matthew Simpete. Catch me live on the Sports Talk, which is broadcast on dailysun.co.za, Monday, Wednesday and Friday. That's where we're discussing football, cricket, soccer, athletics and many more. We're talking about sport politics as well. We invite different guests, players, analysts and many more. They will be discussing a lot of information, especially for you, Daily Sun readers. Let's meet on the Sports Talk, Monday, Wednesday and Friday.
I think it's only right to congratulate Morena Ramarebudi and the whole team, you know, for having won the COSAFA Cup. It's something that has brought some pride in South Africans, especially where we're coming from, you know, with the Kaizer Chiefs having lost to Al Ahly in the CAF Champions League, and also, you know, some other things that are happening that is not going well for South Africans. But now, the bigger question is, like I'm saying, congratulations to Morena Ramarebudi. But now, the bigger question is, where is Hugo Broos and his assistant, Ciro Javinski? We know that Hugo Broos, since he was appointed by SAFA in May, and he hasn't even interacted, you know, fully with the South African media or with the clubs themselves, you know, just to introduce himself properly, like, it's me, Hugo Broos, I'm here. These are my expectations from you as clubs. And the clubs would say, coach, this is what we expect from you. And now, Sido, he came late after Hugo Broos has announced him as his assistant because he was finishing his other job. But now, the Macedonian, when he came to South Africa, unfortunately, he contracted the COVID-19 virus. And he had to isolate along with Herman Mkelele. That was just before the COSAFA Cup. But now, the bigger question is, where is Hugo Broos? Why is Hugo Broos earning a salary while he's not doing his job in South Africa? I'm sure that he must be. Well, I don't have proof, but I can guarantee you now that, I mean, he's raking in a salary from SAFA. And he said, according to what I've read, that he doesn't is not interested, you know, in coaching in your COSAFA Cup or the championship of the CHAN, let me call it that, the African Championship. Now, he will only be focused on the World Cup qualifiers, and of which are starting in September against Zimbabwe. Do we have to work like this? And now, we at least, you know, for Hugo Broos, he should have shown some interest. Be interested, and he should have gone to Klebega in the Eastern Cape and watched Bafana Bafana when they were playing. But he did not. He was nowhere to be seen. Maybe I missed him on TV or something. Maybe you can write to us at sport@dailysun.co.za and maybe explain it to me and tell me, like, where was he seated or something like that. But I haven't seen him, you know, sitting with Danny Jordan or anybody else in the stands and, you know, cheering Bafana Bafana up. But he was nowhere to be seen. And Morena Ramarebudi has done a great job. And we must commend him, you know, for having taken this team. As well as Herman Mkelele, they have done exceptionally well, you know, for Bafana Bafana, you know, from the camp and from all the practice matches up until the COSAFA Cup, where they managed to play and they've won it. And they've won it with the players that we didn't expect. Well, it's the plan of Hugo Broos, you know, to have youngsters being used to manage the youngsters so that we can build up for the future. That is the plan of SAFA. But it's not something new that we didn't know. It's just that Hugo Broos is just implementing it. And it's not like it's a strategy that came with him. It's a strategy that we know Danny Jordan wants, as well as other technical committee members at SAFA. But my question is, or my concern, or the reason for this episode today is that, can we please have Hugo Broos back so that he can interact with clubs? Clubs are now back from preseason, and he can talk with them. I understand in June, I mean, the clubs were not there, but there was a lot of activities that are happening. And he should have been in the country, you know, to watch these guys. You can't go on holiday just after signing your contract and raking in a salary from May, June, July, August. And you'll only start working in September. It doesn't work like that unless if somebody else is taking advantage of us as South Africans, and of which we don't appreciate. And now in September, what happens if he loses to Zimbabwe? Or will Helman Kelele be the man in charge? Does Hugo Broos care about Bafana Bafana? It doesn't look like it for me, because if he cared, then he would have come and he would have made sure that at least, you know, he is in camp, you know, he's watching the players. He's going to the change room, he's cheering them up, he's talking to whoever is there, and he's making sure that he's interested in Bafana Bafana. But it doesn't look like that. But next time, I will try and engage either the communication officer of SAFA, Dominique Chimave, or the CEO, Teboho Motlanthe, even Dennis Jordan himself, and just talk about Bafana Bafana and what is happening in camp, because currently now everybody is concerned. But there was a bit of hope, you know, from all South Africans, especially after Hugo Broos was announced as the new coach of Bafana Bafana. And now, the next coming matches of the World Cup qualifiers, that is in September, they will be opening it against Zimbabwe and come back and play against Ghana, and also Ethiopia will be next before the rounds, you know, continue like that, because the matches will be in September, October, and November. This is the full round of the first round qualifiers, the group matches. And we'll try and speak to the SAFA officials so that they can give us ideas and also give us answers as to where is Hugo Broos. Because we know Mulifi Ntseki, he used to attend all the games. You know, we would see him sitting there alone on the stands with a notebook taking notes. Stuart Baxter, when he was Bafana coach, he used to do that. You know, Pitsong Mosimane used to do that. But now Hugo Broos is taking us back to the days of Carlos Alberto Parreira, or even Juan Santana. They were not interested. They were just doing this thing for the sake of salary and pride that I have coached South Africa. Well, I think sometimes we need to speak the truth. My name is Matthew Sempete. Let's meet again on the next installment of the Sports Talk, where we will be talking about, you know, another interesting topic that I'm sure that you will be enjoying. But now, whoever has...